Stay tuned for your 3CR podcast, featuring interviews from Bundles Fire Radio Show. 3CR is an independent community radio station in Fitzroy, Victoria, on the unceded lands of the Kulin Nation. For more information, go to www.3cr.org.au. 7 minutes past 11, I got my very first cab off the rank is my daughter, none other than my daughter, my oldest child, Lisa Rose. We yarned to her about what happened late last week, I think it was. Is that right, Lise?
Hello.
Hi, Lise. Thanks for coming on.
Good morning, Dad. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks.
That's good. Yeah, thanks for having me on. Last Sunday was an unveiling of a mural of my great-great-grandmother, Louisa Briggs, of the Bunwarang, Yalakot Willem people of the Bunwarang, and the mural down on down in Melbourne, Bowen Crescent, sort of near Albert Park there, is a beautiful mural of our great-great-great-grandmother, Louisa Briggs, to honour her her fight for her people and recognise her legacy in relation to the work that she had done. That was a really beautiful day for her descendants and supporters of Aboriginal rights movements.
You don't hear very much about Bunwarang people. They probably took the brunt of colonialism, actually.
State governments and previous state governments and I guess the colonisations and corporations and who informs the history. I think the lack of truth telling that's happened in this state and I guess right across the country would probably contribute to a lot of the stories not being told of peoples and
do you think that's changing?
Nations.
Do you think that's changing? Do you think that's changing now?
Hopefully, in this new treaty era and truth telling era that we're all hopeful to be a part of, I think it's
you're running. You're running in the treaty business. You're running for the assembly. Is it the assembly?
Yeah. Well, I guess you know. Like I guess just. You know, following in the footsteps of the people before me, you being one of those leaders in that space and fighting a good fight for our people and I put my hand up for the treaty assembly, the new Galang Wal body that's been established by the First Peoples Assembly of Victoria. I'm running in the Melbourne Metro seat. Elections, voting for elections will start this Saturday. There's nearly 30 candidates for the Melbourne Metro seat with only 10 seats to be taken up. Got my work cut out for me. it's just a continuation of the legacy of, you know, the people before me, yourself, my grandmothers, Nanny Elma, Nanny Edna, my mum's people, Louisa Briggs, you know, it's all these people that have set the foundations for mob, you know, today to be able to, you know, walk on a journey to fight a good fight for you know, I guess things that need to change for our people. It's been a long time. In the same scenarios, in the same conditions, and we're still, you know, 2026, still fighting for our human rights.
And absolutely.
I think it's, you know, I'm at that point in my life where I want to be able to stand up and fight and do the right thing for our people, for our nations,
for our ancestors,
but for our children going
and
in,
children,
you know,
yes,
the future.
And yeah, our land, our ancestors, and our children.
Everything, you know, it all ties in. It's, you know, it's who we are. It's what we do. And, you know, like I'm one of the small cogs in the wheel of what, you know, I guess the fight has been all about. And, you know, if this is the contribution that I get to make, then I'm ready to put my hand up.
Well, tell us a little bit about your work background and, you know, what you've been involved in over your work life.
Oh, wow. That's been a bit of a journey. You know, growing up, you know, in a very politically active family and community in what was known as Old Fitzroy, I guess, you know, under the guidance of Nanny Alma and yourself, that's been the humble beginnings and learning, you know, about, you know, truth telling and treaties at a very early age has, I guess, put me in a really good space to understand how to navigate, you know, injustice or understand injustice. So, you know, growing up in spaces where you learn about, you know, we went to primary school across the road from Koori College, but even understanding what Koori College was about.
Yes.
I grew up in the Aboriginal Health Service. I was schooled in the Fitzroy Stars Youth Club Gymnasium and you know...
A bit of Koori information in there as well.
The Koori Information Centre.
And sport? What was sport? I've always seen you as a... You know, a role model, and not just a good sports person yourself, but a real role model in that area.
From a very early age, I had understood, and these lessons come from the likes of, you know, Nanny Alma, Uncle Jock Austin, Uncle Bruce Mack, and involvement in sport was probably drummed into us as young kids to understand the benefits of what you would get out of sport, you know, the discipline, what that meant, staying off the streets and a good frame, headspace, a good frame of mind.
It's basically a form of preventative health as well.
It was always about the preventative health. And, you know, like when I think about it, and I guess that's how I raised my daughter as well. We're very sporty people, not only for the impacts of the physical health the benefits that it gave you, but also the mental toughness and the mental strength that it gave you being involved in sport and team sports in particular, because it taught you other skills as well. But I think, you know, being a part of, you know, the Fitzroy Stars, you know, from a very young age has, you know, grounded me in a lot of ways, but also connected me to the lots of different connections now I have, you know, going on. I'm 50 next year, and I think I've been at the Fitzroy Stars since I was a baby. I know that you played back in the 70s, and, you know, even part of the boxing gym as well. You know, that's been really big contributors to my lessons in life, and you know, I'm really thankful that, you know, the places like Fitzroy Stars and Rumbalara Footy Club up in the on Yorta Yorta country there are available for our kids and our communities to have access to stay grounded, to stay connected, to be, you know, involved in those really positive aspects in our lives.
Yeah, I think,
I'm lucky to have that.
I reckon that really holds you in great stead for your endeavours with treaty business. You're born on country, your whole life's been involved with Aboriginal communities and affairs.
Yeah, I've been really lucky. I was born on Bunwarang country. I think we lived on Bunwarang country for most of our lives. I think I've only just moved off country in the last 10 years. And I'm back now, you know, it's really important to stay connected to your community and your people, and you know, and the reasons why you're being involved in this space, especially in treaty business. I think that it's It's a really important time now. Like, we're moving into the next phase of the treaty space and Galang Wal, which is the Gunai word for tip of the spear, which is very fitting, being a Gunai woman as well. I think it's exciting. Like, I'm, got to get out and campaign a little bit harder.
So just on that, if people wanted to vote for you, what would they have to do? You have to be registered at some...
Yeah, you have to get registered via the Treaty Elections website, or Google the First People's Assembly, and there's a lot of links in that space on Facebook, and you can follow links. You sign up. Any black fella living in Victoria is eligible to vote, and traditional owners, absolutely, but blackfellas living in the state of Victoria, meaning interstate mob, can vote. As long as they've been in Victoria for 3 of the last 5 years, they're eligible to vote. But Victorian traditional owner mob are absolutely able to vote, and we've got a few family members that live interstate, so they can also participate via signing up and voting via the online voting mechanisms.
And there's different
voting starts this week.
Different starts this week.
Yeah, it starts on Saturday this week, and it'll close. Voting will close on the 12th of April, so you've still got time to sign up. And once voting opens, I mean, you'd still probably have time to sign up even during the voting period. I'm pretty certain that's still...
If you signed up, how would they know who you were? How does that get vetted?
I think in the background they've got a whole elections team that works within the Treaty Assembly and the, the Treaty Authority, I think, have now taken control of the enrolment. It's a different electoral role than the Victorian state government role.
If I signed up for that electoral business for a treaty, does that affect me? Because I don't vote in the other thing.
No, it's a totally different. It's a totally different electoral role.
Yeah,
it's owned by the First People's Assembly at this point, and I'm sure that'll cross over to the new body of Galang Wal eventually. But it does not affect you're basically, if you're not signed up to the Victorian state electoral role, then this signing up won't put you on it either.
Okay.
This is a separate signing up.
Well, I'm glad that happens.
Yeah, and you don't get fined if you don't vote either.
The other question I've got, that there's more than one region. Can you vote in different regions, or you've only got one vote?
You only get one vote for your community elected seat. So if you are a resident of the Melbourne Metro, you then can vote in the Melbourne. You would vote for one seat. For one vote would go to that region. Now, if you belonged to, say, a traditional owner group in any other region, so let's say the Gunai, Kurnai, Glawak, you're a member of Glawak, you would then get a vote in their reserve seat election. Right? So,
I'm not sure if I understand that, but...
You would have to be a member of that traditional owner group.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And if you're a member of that traditional owner group, then you'll be offered your vote for whoever is running in their reserve seat, for their representation seat.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'll have to double check on that.
It depends if you're a member. So, like, I'm a member of...
Yeah, I'm a member. So, I'm a vote for you here in this region.
Yes. If you're a member of Glawak, are you a member of Glawak?
I think I am.
Yeah, well, then you will be able to vote in when they hold elections for the Glawak reserve seat, you'll be able to vote in that
But that's a different region. Well. That's a different region.
It's a totally different region because you have a right to vote in your traditional owner group.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
All right, I think I understand.
Yes. Depending on how many traditional owner groups you belong to,
quite a few.
You potentially could have up to six votes. Okay. Or as many traditional owner groups as there are, as long as you're signed up to their membership.
You got to prove that by your bloodline.
You've got to have connections. Yeah. It's not just signing up, but you literally have to have bloodline connections to those nation groups.
Okay. Well, that's interesting to know, and interesting to know that because people might just think you only got one vote because you're in that spot, you know.
Yeah, you only have one vote for your community elect, but if you're a member of, half a dozen traditional owner groups in Victoria who all have reserved seats, or will be holding reserved seat elections, you get to exercise your right to vote there as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to say, Dawn? Because
I just want to, going back to the initial call in relation to Louisa Briggs and honouring her legacy and having that beautiful day unveiling her mural in Melbourne on Bunwarang Yalakup Willem Country in Bunwarang Bik in Melbourne. It was a really beautiful day. Multiple generations of her ancestors, her descendants, and just basically, a bit of a shout out and a notice of what's up, coming up for Louisa Briggs' descendants. We've got an authorisation meeting coming up. It's an important notice for all the descendants of Louisa Briggs. There's an authorisation meeting being held on the 28th and 29th of March to make some amendments to our Bunwarang Native Title claim. And it's really critical for all descendants of Louisa Briggs to attend. And if people have questions or how they can register, they can contact the Bunwarang Land and Sea Council via their website. There's information on that and register to attend. Me and my daughter will be attending as descendants of Louisa Briggs. So it's really important that that other descendants from all around the country, and I'm not sure where your listeners go to, but...
around the world.
Yeah, well, that's great. If there's Louisa Briggs descendants out there, there's a really, really important meeting that they hopefully can be at. There are assistance for people to attend, travel and accommodation and all of that. So, get in contact with the Bunwarang Land and Sea Council on their website and... should be able to register. But that's the weekend after next.
Oh, cool.
So it's coming up.
Now tell me one more time where this mural is. Bowen Park, I don't know. Bowen Park in...
Bowen Crescent.
Bowen Crescent.
Bowen Crescent, B-O-W-E-N, Crescent, in Melbourne. And it's kind of off King's Way. King's Way.
Yeah,
it's in the vicinity. You can kind of see Albert Park, the Grand Prix track from okay. that. So it's in that vicinity there.
Bowen Crescent. Sort of probably all we need.
Bowen Crescent. You can't miss it. It's this beautiful big mural. I might even text it to you and see if the radio can put it up on their website. It's a really pretty mural. Fitting and about time that the people of the country are being honoured. It was really important day for the Louisa Briggs and Yalakup Willem and Bunwarang people.
Yeah. Well, congratulations for all that. And good luck for your endeavours with your treaty business.
The treaty, yeah. rounding up votes. There's a football game on this weekend as well. Fitzroy Stars and Rumbalara are having a practice match down at the league there.
Okay, that'd be interesting. That'd be nice. So, yeah.
Yeah, and it's voting day. It's the first day of voting, so they'll have a polling booth there for anyone that wants to poll to vote in person.
Okay, well, that's what I might do.
I've just seen that was advertised recently. So, yeah, like if you've got nothing better to do, come down to watch the Stars and Rumba have a bit of a hit out. And
see the Stars give Rumba another education on how to play the game.
Possibly. Depending on who you're talking to, yes, they might view it the other way around. But
we taught them how to play the game anyway.
Yeah. It's about time we had this footy match resumed. It's been a couple of years since Stars played Rumba.
How was our statewide carnivals going? Is that still happening?
Yeah, they still have the carnivals every year. Backsell run those at the end of the footy season. So in October, I think, is the senior football netball carnival, and then they have a junior netball carnival in the September school holidays, I think, is when theirs is. There's still big participations. I think last year was held down in Cranbourne, and like it was a really deadly, event. Lots of still people coming from wherever, like everywhere, all parts of Victoria, even across the borders. They're still coming to attend the statewide carnivals, which is really good to see.
No, they're great. I just love them.
Yeah, they are, and it's really important for our people to participate in, but also represent their communities. It's always been a really deadly event for people to showcase their talents, but also connect and represent their mob. So it's, I love our carnivals. I think they're special, and I think that's I go into retirement every year, but I come out of retirement every carnival because I just don't want to miss out. They're really important times, and if we could do them more often, I'm sure we would.
Yeah, too deadly, Dwight.
You'll
have to take your merch and your poster down to the footy game on Saturday.
Yeah, I'll be dragging it around everywhere with me. Keep an eye out for me, and if you are enrolled to the voters out there, and vote one for Lisa Rose Thorpe.
Nah, deadly. Love you, Dwight.
Love you, Dad.
Have a good day, and I'll talk to you soon, all right? Thanks for coming on.
I'll catch up with you soon. Thank you. All right.
Okay.
Ta-da.
Bye. Bye. That's Lisa Rose Thorpe running in the elections for the Treaty Assembly coming up. Voting starts on this Saturday. Thanks for listening to a 3CR podcast. To listen to a full audio of Bunjil's Fire radio show, a historically informed critical analysis of Aboriginal affairs and the ongoing political movement for land rights, treaty, sovereignty and the cessation of genocide, go to 3cr.org.au/Bunjil's Fire. If you want to support independent black media on 3CR, please go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online.